These are the men that we force them to divorce their wives. Muka shchin, if a person is full of shchin, full of boils. Ubal polypus. Polypus is comes from a Greek word, the Mefarshim explain, someone who has extra busser in his nose and it has a very bad odor. Vahamekamets, someone who his job is to gather together the dung of animals for fertilizer. And to be ma'abed oireis, the dung of actually klovim, dogs. Vahamitzaref nechoshes, someone who is a copper miner, he mines copper. Vehabursi, and a person who works the hides, he tans hides. These last five people have a very bad odor to them because of either something within their guf or their profession. Bein shehayu bam at shelo nisu, whether they had this and it was known to her before she got married. Ubein mishenisu naldu, or this developed after nisuin. You could be a koy for him to divorce her. Be'al kulan amar Reb Meir, afal pi shehisni ima. Reb Meir said even if he made an explicit t'nai with her that this is who he is and she accepted the t'nai, yicholihi shetaima, she could say. I thought I'd be able to accept it, I thought I'd be able to be sovel it, but I cannot, and therefore the husband is forced to divorce her if it's too difficult for her. If they made it tonight before, or if she knew about it before, she's mekabel, she has to be mekabel the facts, she has to live with it. Chutz mi mukashchin, except for a mukashchin, and this is not for her protection, it's for his protection. Mipnei shem mimakatoi. Mimakatoi means that because of the friction of tashmish, it will be a sakona for him because of the shchin that he has, and therefore we don't even allow her to live with him, and he has to divorce his wife. Maisa betzidain bebursi echad shemes. There was a maisa and tzidain, there was a bursi who died. Vahayilai och bursi, he had a brother who was a bursi. And she lived with the first one. But the second one, she didn't want to marry. She didn't want Yibum. She didn't want him to be Miyabim her. He died without any children. Amru Chachabim Yechayla Hishetayimah. She can say, Lo Achicha Yisi Yechayla Lekabel. Your brother, I could be Saival. I was able to be Mekabel. The situation that he was a Borsi. Ulecha Eni Yechayla Lekabel. But to you, since you're not the same person, even though it's the same condition, but I don't have to be able to mekabel it, and therefore he was forced, in that mice, he was forced to give her chlitza and ksuba. And she got her ksuba from her husband's estate. Now we start the eighth parak, ha'isha shenoflu. Mishnah Aleph, ha'isha shenoflu l'nechosim ad shaloi tesaris. If a woman had nechosim that came to her prior to her getting married, prior to the erisin portion of marriage, it was either a Yerusha or a Matana, and this Mishnah is going to deal with the husband's rights in his wife's Nechasim. So it's before Nisu, before Erisin, before any relationship with this husband, she has Nechasim. She has every right to do any business with these properties prior to... If she even after Erisin happens, excuse me, she has every right to do business with them, buy and sell them, and therefore it's v'kayim. Nafu l'mishnis arsa, but if the nechasim fell to her after Erisin, even though Erisin itself, the husband has no schus in the property. There's a machlekes. Beishamay oimrim timkar. She can sell and she can do business with the property. She could sell it. Ubeishilul oimrim loy timkar. Likatchila beishilul holds she should not sell because since they fell after Erisin, there's a suffix if Erisin tak also shafts nesuin or a chelik of the nesuin. Therefore, maybe he has a schus in the property and therefore likatchila she should not sell. However, elu ve'elu moedim she'im machra v'nosna k'naim. If she actually sells the property, or she gives the property away, it is k'naim. In other words, even Beis Hillel, who's machmel lechatchila, b'diavad, her mechira is a mechira. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amru Lufnei Rabbi Gamliel, Hoyel Vizacha Beisha La Yiska Ben Achasim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that once he's Zaycha in the Isha, once she's Arusasai, she's like Ki'ishtai. So why is he not Zaycha in the Nechasim? Why does she have a right to sell the Nechasim? Amar Lohen. So Rabbi Gamliel said to them, Ala Chadoshim Anu Boishim. We're embarrassed that the halacha is on the thing on those assets that are chadoshim, meaning that they fall after nisuin. We're embarrassed that the halacha is that she can't sell them. Ella she'ata megalgul and aleinu es hayishanim. You're telling me even the yishanim, even property that fell to her when she's in arusa, that can't be. Naflula Mishanisis, what if the Nechasim fall to her when she's Nisis? Elu ve'elu maidim she'em machra v'nosna she'habal moitzi miyara lekuches. After Nisuin, so then the husband has a right to be moitzi from the lekuches. This does not mean he's able to be moitzi the guf hakarka from the lekuches. Because these properties that fall to her, they have a din of nichsei melug. The husband has a right of kinyan peiros in them. He has a right to get the produce from it. And the if it's real estate, the rentals, karka, he can get the actual produce. However, the etzim karka, he can't be mitzi. If she were to die, then he could be mitzi the karka from the lekuchas. Ad sheloi nisis, v'nisis. Let's say the nechasim fell to her prior to nisuin, and now there's nisuin. They didn't fall during the nisuin. They fell prior to the Nisuin, but now there's Nisuin. Before this, the Mishnah spoke about Nechasim that fell in Erisin and she's still in Arusa. Then the next part of the Mishnah was Nechasim that fell to her after Nisuin. Now these are Nechasim that fell to her prior to Nisuin, and now she's Nisuin. Now that she's Nisus. Rabbi Gamliel Omer im Machra v'nosna kayim. If she sold and she gave away, it's still kayim. That's what Rabbi Gamliel holds. Amr Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, Amru lufnei Rabbi Gamliel, Hoyel v'zocha b'isha layiska ben Nechasim. Since he was zaych in the isha in the suin, he shouldn't be zaych in the Nechasim. Amr lahem ala chadoshim anu boishim. We're embarrassed on the chadoshim, the ones that fell after the suin even. El shatam megalgul anu esay yishonim. So therefore, we don't hold a halacha. Rabbi Gamliel saying we don't hold a halacha is legabi the Nechasim chadoshim really that it fell to her after the suin. That the husband has no right to be mitzi mitzal lekuchas. So certainly those that were fell to her before nisuin, there he would not have a right, and the mecher is not butler.